Justin prided himself on being a master of most trades. Plumbing, electrical, drywall, concrete. He was boots on the ground, spending time with his men, mingling with the subcontractors. First one on the site, last one to leave. In the beginning, that's one of the things I'd loved most about him. A man's man. Comfortable in a wood-paneled boardroom, but also played a mean game of pickup hoops and thought nothing of taking his favorite 357 to light up the firing range. When we were first dating, he'd take me with him to his gun club. I'd stand, tucked into the solid embrace of his larger, stronger body, while he showed me how to position my hands on the grip of a relatively petite 22, how to sight down the barrel, home in on the bullseye. The first few times, I missed the target completely, the sound of the gunshot startling me, causing me to flinch even with ear protection. I'd fire into the ground, or, if I was very lucky, hit the lowest edge of the paper target. Time and time again, Justin would patiently correct me, his voice a low rumble against the back of my neck as he leaned over and helped me level out my aim. Sometimes we never made it home. We'd end up naked in the closet of the rifle range, or in the back seat of his SUV, still in the parking lot. He'd dig his fingers into my hips, urging me.